Hey,
Yep.
Hey, TJ.
Yeah.
You want to know the highlight of my day?
Sure.
I saw a really cool dog.
Yeah?
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
I was doing the Good Mythical Morning.
Oh.
I don't watch that.
It's fun sometimes.
Hey, welcome to 69 Cent Special. I'm in deep pain.
And I'm Kevin Smith. We went to a different thrift store today.
Yeah, different secondhand video store.
Very classy joint.
It was great, and I really enjoyed that store.
They had punk music playing a lot.
Yep. And they had Cool Dog.
They had Cool Dog on DVD.
Cool Dog on DVD.
Now, if you guys have seen the internet before, you've probably seen... There's a lot of movies that's just adjective dog, like magical dog.
Basketball dog. That's a noun.
Invisible dog.
Dog.
Cop dog.
Cop.
Samurai cop. And other such films. This is one of them.
It's called Cool Dog.
It's called Cool Dog. And you all can see that we paid $1.99 for this. This is not a 69 cent special.
Yeah. So.
Actually, we paid $4.99 for this. Oh, no, wait.
No, we paid.
This was in the $1.99.
That was in the $1.99 bin. I did not pay $5 for this. So. For a little bit of like fucking inside basketball, we chose three videos because we couldn't decide what to watch tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, also, this is a 69 cent special. After dark.
After dark.
After dark. So brace your fucking ears. and we had Ghost Rig and Crossbones chosen.
And we were like, we don't have a third ghost movie. Fuck it. Let's just do Ghost Dog.
Yeah, one of the videos that we literally just got back to this place with.
Rolled it the first time. It didn't roll properly, but it came up saying Ghost Dog.
It came up saying Cool Dog, and I was like, no, that didn't roll. I will not accept that because it just fell on the table.
Immediately rolled the exact same number.
And I was like, well, it's fucking fake.
And it bounced like four times on the table.
Yeah, no, that was a proper roll, and it gave us Cool Dog. And
we have to abide. You almost had a moment of saving grace when you opened it up and we're like, oh, come on, baby.
I was hoping for the Cars Life 2 scenario, although I was more excited for Cars Life 2.
Were you?
Yeah. I wanted to see how much of a automobile accident that movie was.
And it did give us Alex Jones' car.
Oh, my Lord. That was pretty incredible.
I
think I've thrown it away at this point.
Last I saw it was up on the stairs.
It's either in the garbage or back at Goodwill.
For us to accidentally forget that
Cars Life 2!
And go try to buy it again.
Whoopsie!
Do you want me to just read the back for Cool
Dog? Well, yeah, just put me out of my misery. Although it is a very cute dog, so I'll give it that.
$10? Says this dog? Nowhere in this film. I know that there's a picture of a dog wearing sunglasses on the back.
It's a pretty cool dog.
But I'm willing to bet that's not the dog that's in this film.
All right.
Because there are several movies like this where it's just a random ass dog on the front.
You make a great point. This was during that big.
But there's actually two screenshots of this dog. So yeah.
He's probably. And also it's probably that dog.
Okay. Jimmy. A vibrant 10-year-old boy lives in the tranquil town of Eagle Rock, Louisiana. This sticker was
clear. Yeah, that's okay.
With his father, stepmother, and most importantly, his best friend.
Aww.
A German shepherd named Rainy.
Rainy.
Like the kid named the dog.
Yeah, because that's a bad name.
It's a bad name for a person, worse name for a dog.
Even worse name for a creepypasta character. Rainer? Anyway.
Oh,
watch Pets Cop.
Oh, yeah, dude. Turn this off.
Yeah.
And go binge all of Pets Cop. It might be over?
I don't know.
Cause
no one knows.
It feels kind of conclusive. Anyway.
Yeah.
We could talk for fucking years on Pets Cop.
We'll do a 69 cent spookies on
Ooh, that's a good title.
Yeah.
69 Cent Spookies?
Yeah. Or we could just riff on Pets Cop. That's like impossible.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to riff on.
Other than us going, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
If you just want to hear us moan in spookiness.
Yeah. The moan of spookiness.
When Jimmy's father gets a promotion, the family must relocate to an apartment in New York City that has a strict no pet policy.
Oh, boy.
Unwilling to let his master go without a fight, Rainey embarks on a cross-country journey to New York. But navigating the Big Apple is just the beginning of his challenging adventure. Join Rainey and Jimmy in this family-friendly tale about devotion, true friendship, and love.
Is this post 9/11? What year is this movie?
2009.
Actually, I think it came out in 2010.
I was going to say, I hope there's a scene
he gets caught in the Twin Towers.
No, it pans up to the Twin Towers, goes back to the dog in a phone booth, calling his master, saying there's blood on his knife.
We had the option to
we
just
did
do
have the option.
Mazes
we'll,
and Monsters.
We'll do, yeah, we'll do that soon.
We technically can still abandon this.
No, no. Fate has deemed this.
Fate has deigned us.
We found it today.
Great Daned us.
It has Great Daned us.
Do you want to know the special features?
Is the German Shepherd of Doom, huh?
Do you want to know the special features?
I would love to know the special features.
5.1 digital surround.
Okay, that's great for my not-existent sound system.
English SDH and Spanish subtitles.
Okay, I hope there are English subtitles on like the four previous movies we've watched.
And previews.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
No interactive menus?
This probably has interactive menus, but it's not... It were late enough into DVD.
Oh, that's not a special feature. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. Also, it's pretty hard to have a DVD that doesn't have an interactive menu.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
It's pretty hard.
It almost takes more work.
Right, because you have to program it to just start.
Yeah.
This is made by Millennium Films. We haven't done any... Do you want to look up First Look Studios?
Sure.
Or actually, do Millennium Films, I think.
Millennium Films.
First.
Not Millennials. Millennium.
Millennials.
Films. Ah, Millennium Films.
Uh-huh.
They're from Los Angeles. I'm sorry, what?
What?
They did the release. What are they? Are they a publishing company?
They're presenting this movie.
They did the Hellboy remake.
What's the logo look like?
It's like a cube with an M in it.
No.
God damn it. Is it from Los Angeles? They're in Los Angeles.
Then this doesn't say. This one's logo is just a big M.
Let me see this. Okay.
Well, there's also First Look Studios. The reason why I didn't tell you to look that up is that it looks like just the art and design is
got
by
it.
Them.
Okay.
The main reason why we picked this out, besides it being fucking called Cool Dog and it has a dog in it, is that this has a rating from the Dove Foundation.
Yeah, and it was like a 4 on IMDb or something like that.
Like, how can we resist?
That's in our upper limit, but...
But Dove Foundation immediately means, at worst, it's going to have pacing problems.
Should I look up New Image?
Yeah, look that up.
Or first, First Look Studios is the website on the bottom.
Right, but I don't know if they just did the DVD. Look up First Look Studios.
Yeah.
Look them up.
First Look Studios. God damn it. Studios.com.
Yes.
.com. I can type.
.com.
That website no exist no mo.
No exist no mo.
First Look Studios. Was an independent American film distributor.
Yeah. They did the DVD.
Oh. Millennium Entertainment.
Oh.
Alchemy is now called Alchemy. Oh. Jesus Christ, this is a goddamn...
Nightmare.
Wild, wild turkey chase. Was an American independent... Was? Is it still not...
Well, is this on Wikipedia?
It was defunct in 2016.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying
what
Wikipedia...
What films have they done...
I'm just saying Wikipedia does things in past tense all the time.
I know. I don't see Cool Dog. Oh, distributed. No.
Did they try to scrub
did
Cool
they
Dog?
Did they try to scrub Cool Dog off the face of the planet? I don't blame them. Night fur. That's not what you think it is.
I imagine
the Baby Makers.
Uh-oh.
Starring Olivia Munn.
Oh.
Dead Sushi.
I hope it's dead.
Is a Japanese comedy horror film. They distributed it.
Okay.
That actually sounds really funny. Faces in the Crowd.
Faces of Evil.
Starring Mila Jovovich.
Oh, Mila
Jovovich. It's Bollywood.
Okay.
No, sorry. Bollywood actress plays the main role.
Oh.
What else do they do? The Iceman, Intruders, La Da Land. It's a Thai horror film.
Oh.
All right. I thought it was a La La Land parody.
Nope.
Life of a King starring that guy. He was the guy in Radio.
TJ, I can't.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yep. TJ, I can't help but feel like you're stalling.
Bitch! I am. I don't even see Cool Dog on here.
So they tried to erase Cool Dog, at least from their Wikipedia page.
Yeah. So let me see. Let me see. Hold on. Cool Dog on IMDb. It is a video. Thank you, IMDb. You're absolutely right.
It is.
That is the dog in the film.
Okay, good.
Let me get some. So starring Michael Paré, Jackson Pace,
mm-hmm.
Jen Kober.
Yes. David Jensen.
David Jensen, Dane Rhodes, Krista someone.
Campbell.
Cameron whatever. I don't recognize any of these fuckers.
Grandel Bush is nowhere to be seen.
Grandel Bush is not in this, therefore it's unredeemable.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Kevin Paré has my birthday.
That makes it double irredeemable.
This is terrifying. What else was he in? Nothing of note.
Absolutely fucking dick.
Looks like a few Asylum films. Just nothing. Star Hunter, nothing.
Here's the thing.
I no.
Most actors are going to be in mostly bad movies.
No, I get that, but I literally couldn't find anything
of note.
Recognizable.
No, yeah. We're not true connoisseurs yet, TJ.
Ah, someone rated it 2 stars and says, tears of post-trauma.
Don't read anymore.
I just read the first sentence.
What was the first sentence?
A pretty great first sentence. I feel guilty for saying this movie is so unusually, indescribably, intellectually deficient, due in part that my 4-year-old so forcefully compelled us to watch in horror. Okay, now I'm excited.
Yay! Let's pop this fucker in.
Let's. You know what? I'm excited for Dog, but that's
Dogs.
I hope
dogs.
He's cool. Damn it.
Dogs. Dogs.
He
dogs,
better be
dogs,
fucking
dogs,
cool.
Dogs. 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 That was one cool dog.
That's one word for it.
It's movie blue. Can we go ahead and say we have another Max Magician on our hands?
This is worse than Max Magician.
Worse. In terms of less enjoyable or worse in terms of more poorly constructed?
No, Max Magician was far worse constructed in terms of
mm-hmm.
the craft of movies.
Right.
This was just so... The thing with Max Magician
uh-huh.
was it was a kid's movie.
Sure.
But it wasn't a quote-unquote kid's movie.
Sure.
It trademark.
Wasn't, it wasn't a movie you put on just to shut up the kids.
And this was that.
Oh, absolutely.
And despite all of the lovely shots...
Of dog.
I love dog.
Dog is dog.
Dog is great. That dog is good. Dog is life.
And that cool? That cool was dog.
That cool was dog.
Shoppers, previously we were after dark.
After dark.
But now we're extraordinarily after dark.
Now we're after sanity. Dude, fuck. Okay, let's step through this fucking trash.
The good thing about the plot is that only like 4 major events happen.
And they're all dumb.
They are, 100%.
Step one.
Dog is cool and is the star of town of Eagle Rock, Louisiana.
Which is actually Shreveport.
Fucking Michigan.
Well, Louisiana.
Oh. Is it actually Shreveport?
Yeah, it's the, like, northern part of Louisiana, I believe.
Oh. Did it say that in the...
Said thanks to the town of Shreveport.
Oh.
So I assume that's where.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
So it very well could have been in... They did film on location, then.
They did film on location. Sorry.
Good lord.
My Xbox is restarting. It's been having troubles connecting to the internet lately.
Hmm.
That's fine.
A Microsoft product having troubles connecting to things?
Wow.
What
a shocker.
What a shock.
What a static shock.
Good show.
Really good show.
So
much better than this trash.
Dog was cool.
Dog was cool.
Saves a girl from falling off of video game glitch.
Seriously. Okay. So yeah, we Describe open this. With dog running around the city and people being like, oh, hi, Rainy. Like, everyone knows him because it's a small town.
Small town. And this dog
everyone,
is cool.
Everyone loves this dog.
Because the dog is
And then, cool. Things happen. Things and eventually it leads to, Jimmy wrestle with and Rainy walking around, and then they hear a girl calling for help, and she got herself into a situation that makes literally no sense.
So she was biking on a bridge,
yeah,
and quote unquote lost control of her bike, and this is like a kid's bike, so like,
yeah,
how the fuck?
One, if you lose control of a bike, you're falling over on the road.
Right.
Cool. Okay, I'd accept that. Not falling over, going over like a 4-foot gap and like
grabbing
onto a girder.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a bridge, like a bridge.
It's a bridge.
And like she's holding onto like a girder.
Yep.
Like an I-beam.
Girder. Yeah, and she's screaming help, and then Rainy saves her. Right after he saves her, we realize her dad was standing at the end of the bridge the whole time.
Like, which was the just fuck, you are way golden. More qualified to help than a dog.
Good fucking job, dad.
Dad.
Not my dad. The character dad.
But your dad could have helped too, probably.
My dad would have helped.
But didn't.
This dad, this incompetent fuckstick of a dad. Sorry, I'm...
You're rapidly becoming an incompetent fuckstick yourself.
I'm an incompetent fuckstick, and I embrace that wholly. That was me turning off my Xbox.
Yeah, don't worry. That wasn't your Xbox turning off. So...
Alexa, play 69 Cent Special. Let's see how many people get pissed at that.
You realize, like, 100% of our listeners probably listen to this on like headphones, right?
We'll catch the few that don't.
The few that don't, and also have an Alexa in the same room that they listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, I wonder if I don't own any of those smart devices because I find them creepy.
They are.
But and also I work in tech, so they're creepy. Do they have protections so that the audio they're playing doesn't trigger itself? I don't know. Maybe.
No, because you get that a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Like...
I think so.
Stuff on TV will...
But it'll trigger another device. I'm saying if the Amazon Echo is playing audio, and that audio contains, hey, Alexa, turn on my 60s rock and roll playlist. Would that do it? I don't know. That'd be an experiment. Anyway,
Alexa,
we're back to...
Alexa, play Cool Dog.
Alexa, play Cool Dog.
Alexa, don't play Cool Dog.
Alexa, order 3 copies of Cool Dog on Amazon Prime.
And now we've lost all of our listeners. Okay, Cool Dog helps us save little girl whose dad could have definitely helped.
Yep.
And that really sets us up that this dog
is pretty cool.
It's pretty damn cool.
You know, the one thing I have observed so far about this movie is that I think the dog is pretty cool.
You know what? At first, I doubted the dog's coolness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, that dog is cool.
That dog is cool. So, blah, blah, blah happens.
You heard us read the back of the book of the...
We read the back of the book.
Of the DVD. It's right there. It's underneath your...
I know. It was just my Xbox controller charger was whining.
God, everything about this room is just causing noise.
It's the perfect room for recording a podcast in high quality audio.
Actually, you know, we do have pretty good audio.
We have good audio. It's a little reverby, but it's still good.
Yeah, well, you're...
I like the fact that it sounds like we're sitting in a room.
We are, though.
We live in a society. But
Cool Dog doesn't realize that.
No, Cool Dog is just
Cool Dog. The movie does not realize that we live in a society.
Cool Dog doesn't realize that.
So
garbage happens.
Jimmy's dad,
Bimmy.
Jimmy's dad, Bimmy. I don't think we get a name for him.
Bunkus.
I think his name is Bimmy.
Okay, we'll go with Bimmy.
He gets a new job in New York.
His name is probably Tad.
Why Tad?
My dad, Tad.
After dark.
After dark.
So, Dad Tad. the rad dad Tad gets a...
He's not rad, but okay.
The not rad dad, he's Tad.
Middle name Leatherface.
He has a very leathery face. He gets a job in New York, and they can't bring Rainey. Which we talked about this before we watched the movie, but Rainey's a shitty, shitty name for a dog.
It's a dumb name.
It's a dumb, bad name.
And I would have named him something like...
Scooter.
Beef.
Jameson.
Charlie.
Fuck.
Little Pants Boy. Do you want a dog named Little Pants Boy now?
More than anything in the entire world, do I want a dog named Little Pants Boy? You're going to have to lower my audio so hard.
No, you didn't even peek, actually.
Yeah, but did you see that waveform?
Yeah, that's true.
After editing. After Pants Boy.
Pants Boy.
Little Pants Boy.
Little Pants Boy.
Oh, you're what, hearing...
What is the theme song of Little Einstein? It was like for the commercial for the Little Einstein DVDs.
Oh, I don't remember the theme song.
Little Einstein or something like that. Just replace Einstein with Pants Boy. Anyway.
Okay. After dark.
After these messages.
After Earth.
After Jaden Smith is after Earth.
He is after Earth.
Jaden Smith is Will Smith is after Earth.
We wish we were after Earth.
I wish I was
after dark. I wish I was a cool dog.
So Rad Dad Tad.
Not Rad Dad.
Sorry.
But Tad.
Lad Dad Tad.
The lad's dad.
Lad's dad Tad.
Can't bring Rainey with him to live in their new apartment.
Because apparently their new apartment doesn't allow pets.
Which is a common thing.
Yes.
Actually, finding a place in New York that lets you have pets is more rare.
Especially apartments.
Usually if you're renting like a room in a house, they're more likely to.
Mm-hmm.
But good luck.
Yeah.
But you're probably in Brooklyn.
The whole thing we were talking about during the movie about that is like, he sounds like he has a well-paying job.
Yeah.
And...
You could probably have found a place that could let you have
if you're pets. At that position in your career, manager level, and
to the point where they're moving you across.
They're
the
moving
country.
You to a new place. Either he's terrible at bargaining for moving, given time to move, or his company's incompetent.
They also spring this on Jimmy
the week before they move.
Yeah. They haven't packed a single goddamn
Nothing
thing.
Nothing in the house is packed. I'm like, either these people are minimalists.
Which they're not. We see a lot of plates.
They have a lot of plates. Too many plates.
Too many plates spoil
we
the Roth.
We want plates, but not that many.
We want fewer plates.
Hashtag fewer plates. I don't know what that hashtag will be for. Just having less plates. Yeah. Just got too many to wash.
we don't have enough people to justify this number of plates.
It's a 3-person family.
And a dog that doesn't use plates.
He doesn't use plates, dude.
Little pants boy don't use no plates.
The best part would be never putting pants on that dog.
Nah. Nuh-uh.
And then everyone's
putting
like,
pants on a dog is a war crime.
Why is he called Little Pants Boy? And I'm just like, why not?
Dude, that was just... It's like when you commune with the spirits of the world and they tell you something. And they told me,
Little Pants Boy. How'd you like that?
Polly Pocket.
Mighty Max.
So they move up to... So they have to leave Rainey in Shreveport/Eagle Rock.
Yeah, and so they go to the county fair zoo.
Yeah, and they find redneck Daniel Radcliffe,
yeah,
who has lost approximately half of his body mass.
But gained like 4 inches of height.
Yeah, and 4 levels of tooth decay.
Yeah.
And they have to leave him there...
Because that's the only place they could find in the entire place that could take care of a dog. The entire town loved that dog.
Anyone else would have been like, I will gladly take your dog.
They could have probably just raised the dog as a fucking community.
But step one, they go to Weirdman's.
Who's definitely going to exploit him.
Who's definitely going to turn several of the animals into that zoo into some form of sausage. And so they leave him, and the boy is all sad because he loves Rainey, and that's all sweet.
Literally, there's one thing that this kid cares about, and that's his dog.
And his rap music. And oh, so yeah. He leaves his iPod with the dog so he can play his favorite song on repeat to remind him of Jimmy. And then
he... And it is not... it's not Weezer.
No. He doesn't get to wrestle with him.
No wrestling with Jimmy.
Jimmy.
That one was spicy.
Little pants boy. And now whenever I need a laugh from Kevin, I'm just saying little pants boy. But
only when it's after dark.
After dark?
Dark?
Is it? And so yeah. he gets all sad and he leaves his iPod
with the dog,
fucking dog, and starts leaving a fucking breadcrumb trail of Twizzlers. We didn't establish the Twizzlers.
The dog likes Twizzlers.
The dog likes Twizzlers. They keep telling him it's bad for the dog because it is.
Because it's literally basically like wax.
It's wax, sugar, and something. And air. Drink Sprite through it. It's fun. But
I don't want to.
It's good.
I don't want...
You have to use Red Vines, not Twizzlers.
Well, sure. Red Vines are strictly better.
Red Vines are the superior red string-based candy.
Well, they're not string-based.
Everything's made of strings, Kevin.
Well, okay. First of all,
strings are small, vibrating rings of energy.
Hey, how about you suck my
Twizzler?
Dog.
Yes. Suck. Who's going to be a little pants boy today?
Yeah. You ruined it now.
You're welcome.
That's
what I'm really good at.
Giving me ideas and then ruining it immediately.
Or just blank and ruining it immediately. Yeah.
And ruining it immediately.
Yep. I am become death, destroyer of everything you love.
No, that's this movie.
That's true.
So, this place is a zoo, but also a county fair.
Air quotes.
They can't see your air quotes.
I know. That's why I said air quotes.
Yeah, but you did like 4 sets of air quotes before you said air quotes.
I was waiting until there was a... It was a pacing problem, okay?
Actually, you know what? This movie didn't really have pacing problems.
The pacing was just... quick. It was a little quick, but it didn't...
That makes it merciful.
Yeah. It ended us quickly. No, it felt like forever. Jesus Christ. This movie was like, what? Total, not counting credits, 1 hour 20?
Yeah.
God, it felt like 14 days.
Yeah. It drags, but it's not like a pacing issue. It's just that, like...
It's just...
We could have cut a couple scenes.
It's that sound I made.
So the family moves to New York, leaves a dog. And this hick like sees that the dog has
an iPod
and goes to take it, and then Rainey runs.
Yep.
And there's a very long, stupid chase scene that pissed you off a lot.
Stupid. It's bad and stupid.
Highlights were the part with the bull,
where they had to speed the footage up to make it look like he was mm-hmm. not walking.
Yep, but even in though fact, he was running.
Clearly walking. The CG'd smoke from his ears and CG'd red eyes.
Yes.
One other thing that's common throughout this movie is suddenly cutting to the dog having something.
Yes, or being somewhere.
So we assume this dog had teleportation powers, and that's why he was so cool. Or I did, at least. But
I assume nothing.
That's the only way I could get through this fucking trash.
Everyone loves a sunshiny day. We're gonna keep it that way. Let's clean is better than dirty, and dirty's meaner than clean.
Anyway, so God, this chase scene made me want to fucking die.
I haven't seen you this miserable.
Since Max Magician?
I think... Oh, what was another really miserable... Cayenne.
Cayenne was miserable.
You were... But you were checked out during that. I don't think...
I checked out. I was completely checked out. Yeah, you're right. So this one I was still...
You were enthralled, but enraged.
Yeah. It was like...
This held our attention, but infuriatingly.
It put a ransom on my attention.
If you looked away,
forcefully kept my attention.
If you looked away, you would have been turned to stone like Medusa.
Exactly. Cool dog, more like
cool
give me
prison.
Your soul.
Not as hellish as.
Oh my god, cool dog backwards is God, Luke.
My god.
I don't know what it means. So at this point, they've moved into the apartment and we meet.
They're super.
Shrek and the Nutty Professor.
Shrek and the Nutty Professor is pretty much it. Italian Shrek.
Italian Shrek. Shrek-a-roni.
Her bit is that she's fat
mm-hmm.
and rude.
Yes. And doesn't like animals. But that'll come up later.
Specifically, she doesn't like pets.
Correct.
The only thing worse than a pet is a precocious little kid.
But I'm not allowed by law to keep them out of the apartments. Yeah. Yada, yada, blah, blah.
Et cetera, et cetera. She sucked. They're our favorite characters.
Oh, yeah. They're especially the guy, Ruben.
Yeah.
He's funny.
The Nutty Professor.
I mean, it's not... I mean, spousal abuse is not funny. But it's the whole dynamic of, like, the woman's, like, aggressive and
he's
powerful.
Very meek.
And he's very meek and stuff like that. But it was... played up for yucks.
They're obviously having fun with it.
Oh yeah, the both of them definitely are.
And
like they're hamming it up.
And the third like crook.
Oh, a third chuckle meet, fuck yeah,
yeah
Chicago
Pete later.
Or whatever
yeah.
the hell his name is.
Cuban Pete.
Cuban cigar.
They call him Cuban Pete. He's the king of the rumba beat. And he shakes his maracas to go chick chicka boom, chick chicka boom,
chicka boom. Cool dog.
After dark. Cool dog after dark.
After Darkwing Duck.
After dog. We could have bought Darkwing Duck.
We could have bought Darkwing Duck.
We chose not to.
Could have bought Darkwing Duck. And so
he's trying to convince. Sorry, do you want me to not step on you?
No, you're good. I wasn't able to finish that sentence in my head anyway. So
okay. He was trying to convince them not to or to let him. Have the dog. And she's like, do you have a dog? He's like, no, I had to leave him at home. Okay, good, because you cannot have a fucking dog here.
Side note, we thought for sure this entire movie was shot in Canada because almost no one had a New York accent.
Probably most of the shots that were not specifically in the streets of New York were shot in Canada.
Mm.
Because...
Thanks, Canada.
Or at least with Canadian actors?
I don't fucking know. I have no idea.
like exactly three people have fucking New York accents. Two of them are cops and one of them is Shrek.
Yeah. Cop dog. There's a scene also where Mr. Wrestle with Jimmy goes to school.
Yeah.
And there is some
girl
mild bullying.
Oh, there is a mild bullying. He gets shoved around, but a girl
is like, hey, stop that. And so they stop it.
People listen. They listen.
I don't know. And then they become friends.
It's very much like almost exactly like Flying Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole time, the fucking dog has escaped and is running to New York.
Following the trail of Twizzlers.
Following the trail of Twizzlers and eventually jumping on a boxcar with some hobos.
Some hobos named Derek, JoJo, and the third one.
What a bizarre adventure. And he plays checkers good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He plays a banjo, which made me want to vomit.
Yep. Every time they show this
dog. Every time they're those fake animal paws.
Yeah.
God, I want to.
Clearly. He got so mad.
I want to get suplexed by Brock Lesnar.
He got so mad, you guys.
Dude, I hate those scenes. Like, I hate that thing so much.
Every single time.
I hate it.
There's a scene at the very end where he's playing piano.
I wanted to die.
That was when you got the most mad.
Because they like CG'd his fucking paws.
Yeah.
And then they had the view of his paws playing the piano. And it was like, the fake paws. Fuck me. And they did like the boomerang sort of thing with the
bird
video.
It was bad.
Fuck me. And
he was so mad.
God, I hate that.
From here, the plot basically becomes dog inches ever closer to boy.
Yep.
Boy is sad.
We find out that Landlord and so Shrek and Nutty Professor, sorry, New York Shrek and Nutty Professor.
Thank you.
In New York, concrete swamps are made dreams of
me. You've heard of the concrete jungle. Now get ready for the concrete swamp. Okay,
this is my swamp.
That was Joey Wheeler.
Joey Wheeler from New York.
Hey, Yug, get out of my swamp.
Hey, Yug, you know no pets are allowed. I'll kill you with my legendary... That's Mako.
Mako I'll kill Tsunami. You with Mako Tsunami's legendary fisherman.
Red Eyes Black Dragon.
And Jinzo.
Jizno.
Quiznos.
Quiznos Subs, Yug. I'm sponsored by Quiznos Subs, Yug.
Wow,
Joey. Eat Quiznos Subs, Yug.
Wow, Joey. That sounds like a great idea. I'll go and...
Quiznos Subs.
I'll go and eat that Quiznos sub, Joey. I've been given a lobotomy, apparently. From my speech pattern.
He's right. He's right, you know.
Fuck, I haven't watched Yu-Gi-Oh! Enough to know all the other voices.
I only know the
Seto Kaiba. I don't know who that one was.
I don't know who that was.
It was
either.
Fucking cool. I don't remember how Weevil sounded. Whoa! I my vocal cords
the
hurt
insect
after.
Queen. Queen.
That's absolutely not it.
We summon the gay guardian. I know them.
It's Para or Docs.
Yeah, your choice.
Anyway. A worse thing than Yu-Gi-Oh! Cool dog.
Cool dog. This had no card games on motorcycles.
But it did have a
cool
dog.
It did have checkers on a boxcar, though.
That's the next best thing.
JoJo's the king of games. Holy shit! He's gonna murder.
He probably has.
I mean...
He's a hobo.
His name is JoJo. He's got nothing left to lose.
But also...
So he shows up in fucking New York...
He makes it to New York.
Or fucking dreams are made of.
Eventually finds the boy.
Nothing you can't do.
Boy hides him in an abandoned building.
Next to the apartment.
Somewhere.
Where they find out that the landlord and the landlady are illegally selling exotic pets.
Yep.
Including such animals as kangaroos.
Bird.
Bird.
Parrot. Parrot.
Marsupials.
And goat.
Goats. Multiple goats.
And that's all.
And so there's a
scene. Oh, I think there is also monkey.
There is monkey, yes. There's also there's a scene where this third thug, Chicago Dave, comes in and buys a parrot for $3,000 and then is told to come back the next day.
Right.
And at that point, the dog, this is the dog piano scene that made me want to fucking dog remove releases, my own kidneys.
Dog releases all the animals in a scene directly ripped off from Rescuers Down Under.
Yep.
A far superior film.
I mean, that's not a high bar to pass.
But also, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of it.
It's one of the only good Disney sequels.
What is the sequel to?
The Rescuers.
I don't even know who the Rescuers are.
There are a bunch of, there are a couple mice.
Are they related in any way to Chippendale's Rescue Rangers?
In that they're rodents.
Okay.
And they rescue.
Okay. It's like Mouse Guard, but modern and not at all Mouse Guard.
Right. Correct.
Okay, cool. I got a perfect vision of it in my brain.
I actually haven't
After
seen...
Dark.
I haven't seen Rescuers Down Under in a very long time, and I really ought to watch it again.
Chippendales. Rescue Rangers. Chippendales. When there's danger, you know it never found one very much. Chippendales. Dudes with no shirts. Chippendales.
After Dark.
After Dark. Look at these buff men's nips.
I'd rather watch buff men's nips.
I'd rather watch buff men's nips.
That's actually less
buff
controversial.
Buff men's nips the vampire slayer.
Between that and Little Pants Boy, this is a very...
I'm on fire today, dude.
This is a Kevin Gets to Laugh episode.
I've had my Jones Berry lemonade. I'm feeling good and horrible at the same time. I'm like an Oreo of sadness and happiness.
So what's
the cream
the
filling's the happiness.
Okay.
Surrounded by despair and just... bleak thoughts.
So that's just an Oreo.
You're right. Dry, bitter chocolate cookie. Smooth, creamy, sweet interior. What else could that describe? Anyway, cool dog.
That could actually probably describe cool dog.
Yeah. I'd rather not disparage Oreos with the thought of comparing it to cool dog, but sure.
Yeah, basically the rest of the movie is like them dealing with this sort of thing.
It gets to the point where...
Boy gets kidnapped. They want to send him to Mexico so he doesn't squeal on
him. I'm like, holy shit, all right.
And they almost do it, but a couple cops get told by Cool Dog and Girl.
Yeah, Cool Dog goes to Girl and is like, borf, borf. And she's like, Timmy's stuck in a well. And it's like, no, Jimmy's getting kidnapped by a captain and Shrek. And
that was my second guess.
Yeah. You got it. And then they find some cops and they're like, all right, let's show us what's going on.
And they put out an Amber Alert.
And they put out an Amber Alert and all that fun stuff. And then things happen. There's a warehouse. And there's a showdown. And there's a showdown. And at the end, Rainey shows up. Sorry, Little Pants Boy shows up. And tackles the captain, who was the guy that was going to drive the boat.
There was a ship captain that was going to... Yeah, we kind of glossed over the ship captain
part. The ship captain is a dude that Shrek lady pays to do things.
To kidnap this boy and take him to Mexico.
In a box and take him to Mexico. And Rainey tackles him and they fall down a lot. Like they fall down like 10 feet down like a shaft.
Yeah.
And then like chaos ensues and everything's fine. And they're like, where's Rainey?
He's dead at the bottom of a pit.
And they look at the bottom of a pit and he's just laying there. Also hilarious because the scenes where it's not like directly on the dog's face, you can clearly see the dog looking around like,
hey, where's my next cue?
Yeah.
Cue.
Meanwhile, this child actor is trying his best to sound like he's crying.
Oh, yeah. The kid is trying his damnedest.
He's trying his little heart out.
I don't think there's anyone in this movie that kind of half-asses it. Except for the writers and the director. Oh, yeah. Stepmom.
We haven't even talked about stepmom because she's so inconsequential to the plot.
Yeah. her major like plot relevancy is that she picked the place to leave the dog.
Yeah. She doesn't seem like a fan of the dog.
Except at the very end, where she's like, "That's my boy."
Right.
But sometimes she has an accent, sometimes she doesn't. Most of the time she doesn't.
Yeah.
Dad never has an accent. Jimmy never has an accent. No one in this movie has an accent except for the
Shrek dog.
And dog. There's a lot of incidental praying to God.
Yeah.
In this, yeah. Which is probably why the Dove Foundation liked it.
Oh, the Dove Foundation was all over that shit.
The Dove Foundation quote, for those of you who can't see the
show notes.
The show notes.
Side note, I put out a brief message earlier, but if you are listening to this on Spotify, our show notes are on our podcast website, which is 69centspecial.simplecast.fm. Eventually, we'll find a better way to get more available show notes, but right now that's where they are. Since that's where our podcast is hosted, that's just where the show notes are put. All the episodes are listed there. You can see the show notes by just click episodes, find the episode, click it, and the show notes will be under it. But anyway.
And if you want to go ahead and let that episode run just like in mute while you look at the show notes, yeah, that'd be great.
Just on loop.
Just watch them all.
Just keep your computer on forever.
Just run our stuff on loop.
You're just on loop, dude.
You don't have to actively listen to it.
No, we're not your dad.
But the Dove Foundation quote is, "This film will entertain the entire family." Not it's good.
I have several objections to that statement.
Well, all right, let me hear them.
What was the quote again?
"This film will entertain the entire family."
One.
Uh-huh.
It's not a film. It's a goddamn experience.
Okay. This experience.
Entertain. I would replace with violently enthrall.
This experience will violently enthrall.
People watching it.
This experience will violently enthrall people watching it.
Yeah. I could probably make it more sinister, but it's after dark.
The Glove Foundation.
They made Glover.
They did.
Classic Nintendo 64 game Glover.
Also PlayStation 1.
See, I never knew it was on PlayStation.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It had fewer levels, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, you know, 64-bit.
Yeah, but it's 64-bit.
32-bit.
16-bit.
8-bit. We can't do that bit.
No.
Ha.
That was us fucking...
Cool dog.
After bits. That was the bit.
Welcome to the bit.
Oh, that'd be a good name for a video game podcast.
The bit?
The bit. The shit bit.
There you are.
That's about not exercising. See, it's a play on Fitbit. Anyway.
Oh,
excellent.
So the dog is apparently dead. And the boy prays to God.
It's obvious the dog's not dead.
A vet comes over, listens to the heartbeat for a second and a half.
Gives the sad shake of the head.
No, he's not a dog.
I'm sorry, son.
He's never been a dog.
He's not a dog. He's a man in a fursuit.
That would have... been a complete twist from out of nowhere that I would have completely accepted.
I would have loved it. Like, I would have been like,
that's why he's such a cool dog.
Yeah. No, I'm like thinking about that twist. I'm like, that would be a really interesting movie to make where, well, interesting in the sense that it's basically a Tim and Eric sketch. But,
yeah, but it's a 90-minute Tim and Eric
exactly.
sketch.
Exactly. You have a child and like a dog and, or an animal. And,
it's played by the real, like, animal.
Yes, exactly. The whole, like, but the whole time, and then you get to this point, and it's sort of, like, shattering the illusion.
Right.
And.
Where it's a guy in a suit.
And, like you see the scene of, like, the kid, like, oh, he's dead. And then it, like, goes to the dude who's like, I'm sorry, son, this is not a dog. And the next cut, everything's different. Like, it's not a dog on the ground. They're not where they were.
Right.
Like. It's just like too many cooks sort of shit. Like,
you just want to make that?
I just want to make that, dude. That
do you want to just make a movie?
What like will it be that? Called?
Cool
dog.
Cool dog?
Dog? Cool? Dog? Something like that.
Cool bird.
Watch for it in nowhere ever.
If fucking the other Kevin Smith can fucking pitch a goddamn movie on his podcast. And
he had a movie called Dogma. Well, does this one be called Dogma?
Dogma.
Dog, comma, ma. Dog, colon, ma. It's a movie about how Rome was made. Sorry. That's a deep cut.
Because Romulus. And
yeah. They had a dogma.
Yeah. They breastfed from the dog. From the wolf.
Them wolf titties.
The dog wakes up.
Yeah.
As they're
because he revived him with Twizzlers.
With Twizzies.
With Twizzes.
He twizzled his lure.
Is it because they're like red and floppy? Is that why? Oh boy.
Yeah. It's a
Red Rocket.
Oh dude. Cool Dog was gay.
He really loved
eating Red Rockets.
Really liked Red Rockets. You know what? I support him. I support Rainey. Hashtag support Rainey. Sorry. Hashtag he's my little pants boy. And are we still doing hashtags? What year is it? And
2019, I think.
Fuck. How many left?
What is it? 12?
Something like that. And so yeah, and that's bullshit happens. The mayor gives a key to the city to fucking Rainey
for helping stop the criminals and saving the boy.
God. And they let him stay with.
And he's officially a citizen in New York City now.
One thing we haven't mentioned, is that through this movie there is in fact music.
Oh, and yes.
There's two songs in particular that really just tickled our fancies.
Mm.
One was called. What, Take It to the Top?
Take It to the Top.
And one was called Cool Dog.
I don't know if that song was called Cool Dog. I didn't pay
They said Cool Dog 40 fucking times.
It's a rap about the movie Cool Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Done by New York Shrek.
Yes, exactly. And they're both primo. I'm going to see if I can either find them or find a way for you to listen to them.
Take It to the Top. Has nothing to do with the movie.
No. Even the song itself has nothing to do with itself.
We gotta keep it moving. We gotta never stop. We gotta keep it moving.
Take it to the top.
We gotta keep it moving. It's very good.
I'm Mariah Carey, y'all.
I don't think that's true.
You're right. And, the movie ends, and we don't even get to see or find out the name of the dog that played Rainey, which I believe is the biggest crime this movie fucking made. No credit for Rainey. None. The dog that carried the fucking movie. Well-trained dog, by the way, I must say.
Very well-trained dog.
Well-trained dog.
And actually, you know what? Surprisingly, a good actor for a dog.
Yeah. I will.
He was always looking at just about where you would expect a dog to be looking at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well behaved, cute puppy,
cuto.
There were also previews before this movie.
There were three previews before this movie.
One for a fucking Rin Tin Tin movie.
It had cute pups.
It had adorable German Shepherd doggy pups, actual puppies. What was the second one? Horse Girl, the movie?
Horse Girl, yep. Starring the dad from Seventh Heaven.
That was amazing.
And a lot of really angry grunting.
Yep. That peaked.
That did peak. You did it.
I did it.
There's one
I did it by acting like a horse girl. My dream has come true.
Horse Girl that's also Rita Repulsa from that noise that you made.
After 10,000 years, I can ride. It's time to conquer the state fair. Make my horses grow.
I was going to go make my horse cock grow.
Oh, there you go. That's the 69-cent special spirit. After dark.
After dark.
Horse cock. After dark, horse cock edition.
And then the third one was some bullshit.
Some bullshit I've completely forgotten at this point. It was a Hallmark thing.
Oh, it was No, I thought Horse Girl movie was a Hallmark one.
You're right. Weren't there four? Or were there only three? Dude, I don't remember.
God only knows.
We were just waiting for Cool Dog.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part?
Besides the credits.
Besides the credits. My favorite part. I honestly dug the action scene at the end.
Yeah.
I was like unironically into it. I was like, oh, this is getting fun. It's kind of silly. I really liked Ruben, the husband of New York Shrek.
Yeah, Nutty Professor.
He was super fun.
Yeah.
The actor seemed to be having a blast with it.
Yeah.
The actors for the bad guys seemed to be having a blast overall.
I think pretty much everybody seemed to be having like a good time.
Yeah.
Stepmom and dad were kind of meh.
Yeah, but I think that was more direction than anything.
Yeah.
They were sort of directed into the background. But, no, the villains especially, they were having a blast. And then, the raps, the rippity raps.
One of my favorite parts was the, girl trapped on the bridge because, like...
Oh, fuck, that was amazing.
From the distant scenes, it's very clearly an actual little girl trapped on that bridge.
Yeah.
And it's like,
no harness.
Excuse me.
Like, where's OSHA sort of thing?
Well, because you know that there's, like, this big-ass net, like, just out of frame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't get like a full shot of her like up
Never
there
do.
And then
Never
the
do.
Ground.
Yep.
Or the river or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever body of water. A swamp.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Shrek really likes plosives.
This is a fun episode to listen to.
Boom, bram.
We got to keep it going.
Boom, bram. Boom, bram. Boom, bram. Boom, bram. Bing, 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 bing.
Diddle-lil.
Bing, 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 bing.
Diddle-lil.
Bing, 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 bing.
Diddle-lil. Bing, 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 bing. Bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. That's Bubble Glue Swamp from Banjo-Kazooie.
Or from our Cayenne episode.
Yeah. That was the sound that hell makes. But, yeah, I think
that's fun. Would you recommend this to a friend?
No.
Would you recommend it to an enemy?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's so patronizing.
To enemies?
To anyone watching it.
Hmm. Yeah, so we didn't really talk about it during our plot summary, but there were a lot of fart jokes, especially in the early.
Oh, we forgot to talk about the dog catcher. That 5 minutes of the movie.
Oh, yeah, Pat Country.
Pat the NES dog catcher.
Pat, if you're not listening to this, which you aren't, you gotta, like, sue these guys.
Dude, it was...
Well, you can't. They're dead now, but...
Oh, what?
This is the companies.
Oh. I thought you meant the actor. I'm like, dude, it's 2009. It's not that long ago.
I mean, he might be.
I hope not.
I hope not either, but...
Seems like
hope
a good
not
guy.
Either?
No, you're right. Yeah, you're good.
I hope not as well?
I hope not as well. Yeah, yeah, fuck it. After Dark.
I also hope not.
I also agree. I hope that he has not passed away.
There's this part where they hire like where the villains hire a dog catcher.
It looks like a Ghostbusters dude.
Yeah, and like, he has this stick that like electrocutes things, and he's like,
he's got a cattle prod essentially.
When I catch him, it's not gonna be PG-13.
There's a couple very meta references
to the fact that we are definitely in a movie.
But yeah, this guy's got a fucking shower head as like a goddamn radar.
Yeah.
Like.
He got real mad, you guys.
It was.
He yelled, "That is a shower head? Fuck you."
Yeah, exactly. Word for word. Because his whole, like, shtick was that he had all this technology to... I could hear an elephant fart. I can hear an elephant in Africa fart. And then it makes a fart elephant noise and then a fart. Yeah, there's some fart jokes. Not even, like, well-executed fart jokes.
But he gets
as a connoisseur of fart jokes, they were not...
He gets thwarted pretty much immediately.
Oh, immediately.
Inconsequential. We forgot him.
Yeah, exactly. Completely inconsequential to the plot. Just played for yucks.
He's just a quick, like, Tom and Jerry skit.
It's just a little slapstick throwaway bit.
And there was some okay slapstick in this.
Yeah.
Considering the fact that one of the actors was usually a dog.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's not Baby's Day Out.
Oh boy.
No, it's not. Thank God.
But I'm saying Baby's Day Out is probably a little bit better than this.
You know, you're probably right.
But it's also, where would you rank this?
From the movies we've watched so far?
Mm-hmm. This is an episode idea that I want to do, actually.
Yeah, we'll probably do this where, soon, actually.
Where, like, we take a break from watching things and just, like...
List out the... Recap what movies we've seen.
Yeah.
Talk about them. Talk about ones that we've had. Like, I know a few I've sort of thought about again and either gotten more positive or more negative on it.
Yeah.
So, at the top, we're talking, like, Free Jack, Flying Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
At the very bottom, we're talking Cayenne.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, How to Save Your Child or Baby.
Yeah. The Borings.
I would say just above those, in the bottom third,
mm-hmm.
not lowest, sure. as much as I hated it, but pretty low. Like, it was fun to riff.
It was tons of fun to
riff. Tons of fun to riff. This would be a good one for a live.
This would be really good for like a everyone's a little bit tipsy.
Oh yeah, this could be the bad movie night opener.
Yeah,
and
you close it with
Fateful Findings.
Fateful Findings
by Neil Breen's movies.
Support him.
He's
local.
He's local.
But
bottom third.
I would definitely put this in the bottom third.
Yeah.
I would put this as better than Max Magician.
Really?
Yeah. Max Magician had fewer redeeming qualities. It was more interesting, but it had fewer redeeming qualities.
I'll give you that. That's probably why I might rank Max Magician higher than this, because I found it more interesting.
Sure.
This felt more pandering, and I'm particularly sensitive to that stuff.
Definitely. And I would never show this to a child.
No, God, no.
Show
them a real dog movie like Air Bud.
Or Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey.
Or the fucking Kreft's Dog Show. They get a kick out of that. Look at all the dogs.
Or Best in Show.
Look at all the dogs.
That movie has lesbians in it.
Oh. Okay.
Best in Show? It's the mockumentary about the dog show.
Is it funny?
It's very funny.
Okay. I'll probably have
it's to by see the it. Spinal Tap guys.
Oh hell yeah! I want to see that then.
Yeah, it's very good. Not as good as Spinal Tap, I don't think. But
doesn't go to 11.
What does?
My anger for this movie.
Why not just make 10 the highest and then make it a little bit higher? Because this one goes to 11. That's the exact mentality of the people who made
and
this
the
movie.
And the answer is none.
None more dog.
More black.
None more dog.
None more dog. That should be the name of the credits.
Can
we name credits?
I'm gonna give this movie a solid 7.5 dogs out of 10 dogs.
I give this half a paw up. Who are we?
We're 69 Cent Special. After Dark.
Siskel and Dogbert.
After Dark. I don't want to be Dogbert.
Can we be Dilbert?
I don't want to be Dilbert either.
Humbert?
I hate that guy.
Humbert?
I'll be Engelbert Humperdink.
Engeldog Humperbuns.
Benedict
Cumberbatch.
Do you have any final thoughts, DJ?
Final thoughts. I don't regret it as much as I thought I would.
No, we had a lot of dread going on.
Was dreading. Like, as much as when we were at the store, I picked it up and was like, oh, fuck yeah.
It's gotta go in.
It's gotta go in.
When we started, like, thinking about it and, like, we're about to put it in the episode,
mm-hmm.
you guys could hear the apprehension.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did have fun watching it. I do hate patronizing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, this is not a movie for me.
Right, but it's also not a good movie for kids.
No.
I don't think, because it doesn't give the kids any credit.
Right.
It doesn't think that the kid is smart enough to understand.
The kid is a MacGuffin.
Well, it the kid watching it, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It doesn't give the kids watching it enough, like, any credit.
Yeah, it doesn't...
It doesn't say, hey, you're smart enough to know that this is stupid.
Exactly.
Um,
it's like early SpongeBob sort of did that.
one could...
It assumed they were smart. I don't know what that was. Oh, that was my phone.
One could argue that the villains being so over the top and so overtly stating their motive is kind of that.
Yeah.
Is kind of like, look, you and I, child, you, child, I, movie, both know that this is stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to lean into it. But also, it comes off as just being like, hey, kid, you're too stupid to understand that these are the villains.
Yeah, which was, I mean, definitely the trend in
children's media
at this time and still sort of is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but the prevailing, like, thought, and the reason why there's sort of an animation age ghetto, that's a term.
Repeat that again. I missed that.
Animation age ghetto.
Interesting.
Basically, people treat animation as like kids' entertainment and thus don't care about the content. And I know we need to wrap this up.
No, I was just, my screen saver's going faster than normal. Anyway.
It's telling us to move faster.
It's the fucking shut up light.
It's the orchestra during the Oscars speech. But
what if our credits music just started fading in?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know.
But basically, like, people look at kids' movies and they're like, "Who cares? It's for kids."
Mm.
But really, like, you ought to care more about the quality of kids' entertainment.
Yes.
Because you're shaping their brain.
Yes.
If you feed kids garbage, they're gonna like garbage.
We don't give kids enough credit. Like,
kids are smart.
They're smarter. They pick things up very fast. They pick things up very fast.
Like that, Mario. That
was Mario's tip of the day.
Kids are picking things up really fast.
Like I do in the Super Mario Bros. 2.
Throw the scissors around.
Oh!
And then he gets stabbed with scissors.
Yeah. No, seriously, like, kids pick stuff up quick, and if you don't patronize them, they can detect that
and
shit.
They'll meet you halfway.
Yeah.
On a lot of concepts.
A lot of stuff. Like, that's why Bill Nye worked so well, I think, because it was so well balanced at not being too technical.
Right. It's simple enough for a kid to understand.
Being entertaining, but the language was never patronizing.
Right.
It was like, you want to talk about Bernoulli's principle? We'll boil it down to what it is and show you what it is.
And then we'll show Bill Nye getting spun around real fast.
Yeah. We'll do silly sound effects. But it's not. It's only enhancing what you're seeing. It's nothing like...
It's illustrating the principle.
Exactly.
This... Obviously, this movie's not trying to be...
It's not trying to be edutainment, that's for sure.
Yeah, a dog can't do this shit.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, not really... It's just giving you, like, noises and, like...
It's the mentality that, like, yelling and noise... Like, the blinking light and, like, screaming sirens is what entertains kids sort of mentality.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a YouTube channel that was just, like, two dudes.
And the thing is, like, kids will be entertained by that.
Yes.
But...
It's
should they be? Should we...
They don't really have a choice in the matter. I mean, it's attention grabbing.
Right.
But it's not really...
And they don't have the, like, discerning, like...
Yeah.
I've seen enough of this shit that I can get over it.
Exactly.
I just think we should be giving kids better material.
Yeah. Treat kids... Like, sure, they're kids, so you can't speak to them like a senior software developer. But you can talk to them. Like, talk to them like normal fucking people. Like,
yeah.
They're normal goddamn people. And if, like... God damn it, like, fucking hell. Kids are cool.
Yeah. Not the kid in this, though.
Get him, kids. Don't listen. Why are you listening to this? It's after dark. Go to bed.
It's after
We say
dark.
Naughty words.
We said fuck at least three times.
At least three times. Especially when I said, that's a shower head. Fuck you.
Yeah, don't accept shower heads as anything but a shower head.
Fight the power.
Fight the power.
Fight the shower.
Fight the shower. Dogs are cool.
Dogs are cool.
The kid in this was not cool.
No.
But the dog was. Lame. Dog was cool.
Kevin, final thoughts.
This dog reminded me of a dog I used to have.
Oh yeah, I remember that doggy.
He was a good boy.
Yeah.
He was a shepherd Akita. Yeah,
sweetie.
He was a sweetie. He died because it was a two-hit combo. His liver, he had liver cancer.
Oof.
And also he had a terrible spinal injury.
Oh, poor baby.
So like it was a oof, ah, ooh.
Whoa.
They had him put down while I was out of town.
Oh, dude.
And didn't tell me until right before I came inside the
house. That's a gut punch.
So I come inside and it's like a fucking mausoleum. Yeah. I was just told. So like,
how do you take that shit?
Badly.
Yeah, you cry.
I was hurt. I didn't cry initially. It took a couple days.
With we're getting some deep shit now.
Mm-hmm.
With death, yeah, it's usually not like people assume like, oh, he's dead. No, it's like for a lot of news like that, like your brain's like, I'm not accepting it yet.
Especially when you're younger.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, listen, until I
have to process
until this. I feel the change happening.
Yeah.
It's not going to be real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a story about that, but I don't want to tell it on this podcast.
No, we're
let's get back to the stupid. So, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like this movie. I mean, I liked it in the moment.
Yeah, no, it was fun while we were watching it. Afterwards, I'm like, I don't want to.
I never want to watch this again sober.
It's good qualifier.
Yeah.
Do you think we would have had more or less fun with the other two movies? I think they would have been higher quality movies.
We would have had less fun.
But it would have been less fun, yeah.
To watch, yeah. Yeah. Probably a lot more fun to listen to us talk about, though.
True, true. But, I mean, that's not a high bar to pass.
I think Crossbones would have probably been...
Both of those movies were in Red Letter Media's collection, so that's why I'm excited.
Yar.
Yar, I'm a ghost oil rig.